Oh, the New York vibe is alive and well. Good morning. It's Steak and Sandra. I don't know how much you're paying attention to the NBA playoffs, but the Knicks are a pretty big story after what they did last night, which nobody saw coming. I heard somebody saying the level of disrespect for the New York Knicks, who, by the way, played Cleveland and Boston this year, the two powerhouses, and they were 0-8, 0-9. They didn't win one game against those guys. Winless, right? So they've got one of the all-time clutch Knicks in history in Jalen Brunson. But when you are a 900, bet 100 to win. You got to bet $900 to win 100 if you had the Celtics in the series. You had to bet $900 to win $100 if you wanted to bet on the Celtics, which basically is Vegas saying the Knicks have zero chance. Zero chance. Now, one could argue if you take 60 threes and miss 45 of them, you might have a chance. But I'll just say for any fan base, the Knicks fan base, they're a different breed, man. I mean, you know, I'm all for giving New York a hard time. Certainly when you grow up in Boston, that's like, you know, you're supposed to be the little step, little stepsister of New York, right? You're just like a small little town, and we won all those World Series, and we're New York, and we're the Mecca and all that. And that really doesn't exist for a while. But they love basketball. I mean, they friggin' love their basketball. And, you know, they made that Karl Anthony Towns trade. They got Jalen Brunson. They put together a team, and they were down by 20 on the road in Boston and got a dub last night. So I'll tell you, I saw that girl we know, Anita Marks. I had the TV on in the office yesterday. You know Anita Marks we worked with?
I don't think I knew her.
The woman, I think she who's the one that did, well, there was Amy something when we were driving in the morning at the old radio station. She'd do 5 to 6 a.m. So she had the one-hour show, Amy Lawrence. So
Anita, Amy, sorry.
Yeah, and then there's Anita Marks. She also has done these late night. But she does the gambling stuff for ESPN Bet. And she's like, I'm taking the Knicks plus 850 in the series because that's the craziest odds ever for a really good team. And now, how you feeling? You're up 1-0 in the series. So here is Tom Thibodeau of the Knicks knowing that was a hell of an effort by New York.
We've had to endure some things with guys being out. And I think over time that helps you. You know, you build up, you know, your mental toughness and understanding how important that is. And it's like I said, it's one game. There's a lot of, you know, emotional highs and lows in a playoff. But no matter what happens, you have to keep moving forward.
I think Tom Thibodeau was the assistant coach when the Celtics won the title with Doc Rivers. And he's been, you know, in Chicago and a few other places. Is that the opposite of poking the bear or gleeing? Or yeah. I mean, like, he literally is just like, it's a long series. I mean, dude, you just came back from 20 down. So then
I really wanted him to just sit back and go, did you guys see him make 60? They were attempting 63s. Right. They missed 45.
So,
wasn't that
Joe
hilarious?
Mazzulla was asked the question.
I bet he was.
How did you like Boston's shot selection?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, obviously, over the course of the game, you always can find, you know, 5-10 shots that you want to be better at. But, you know, I thought throughout the night, we fought for good looks, you know, throughout the game. But, yeah, I mean, you can find 5-10 that you could be better at.
5-10. They talked 63s. Here's what I would tell you.
5-10 you want to be better at? You missed 45. Hi, Sandy Golden in the back. I'll hang up and listen. You missed 45. So just wondering where that was going to, you know, again, I'll hang up and listen. You missed 45. 5-10? Bless your heart. Are you crazy? You missed 45. You're not crazy. I don't mean
that. They missed 45.
It just doesn't make sense. I literally said to Steak when he walked in, what was that game plan? 60 threes.
They're the number one three-point team in NBA history. Now, folks will say, that's great, but it's the playoffs. At some point, you need to buckle down and get to the rim. I'll just say this. They'll hit 30 one night and blow them out of the gym. This is what they are. Okay. You're not going to beat them four times. Yes, they'll learn from it. But when you have Derek White and Drew Holiday and Peyton Pritchard and Al Horford and Tatum, and like, you shoot threes. And mid-range jumpers suck. You know who hates mid-range jumpers? Just about every coach. Because if you go 3 feet out deeper, they're worth 1.5 points. So three-pointers are the thing. I still don't think the Knicks win this series. That was a hell of an effort. Denver last night on the road in Oklahoma City, They just had a game seven. They survived and scratched and clawed, right, to get to the next round. Oklahoma City's been sitting around for 6 days. Another show, ESPN, I'm watching all those guys. They're like, dude, this is a 30-point blowout. This is just Denver screwed, 30-point blowout, blah, blah, blah. Here's their head coach. Oh, yeah, they won at the buzzer. Aaron Gordon with 3 seconds left. They come all the way back on the road, 11-point underdog. What'd you think, coach?
So important. And that's what I was talking about, the mentality. You know, would have been really easy for me to come up here and say, we just played Saturday in a game seven, and we have all the excuses in the world, and we're so tired. And no, it's the playoffs. You only get a certain amount of chances out here. And you're right. Every time they got up, I never sensed, well, you know, we can play in 2 days. We can still even this thing up 1-1. No, this is our opportunity tonight. Live in the present in these moments. Now, these games are, they're so hard to win. And when you put yourself in a situation like this, like we did, don't waste your energy.
They fired their coach and their GM, who have won a championship. They fired him with like 3 weeks left in the season. 3 weeks left in the season or whatever that was. And David Adam and BD, was it the Clippers? That a lot of folks thought could go to the finals with, you know, Kawhi playing the way he was and obviously James Harden and company. But anyway, a huge win. What does it mean long term? I don't know. The Cavs are one of the greatest teams of all time. They lost game one. The Celtics are the NBA champs. They're going to run through the – they lost game one. And last night, Oklahoma City, the best record in the NBA, they lost game one. Gambling is hard. Gambling is hard.
Speaking of, tonight, you got the Pacers at Cleveland.
Yeah.
You want to guess the line?
Nine.
8.5.
Yeah.
Good job. And then Golden State at Minnesota, that's game one.
Minnesota by 4.
6.5.
Yeah.
Did you hear Ant-Man talk about, I can't wait, he said years ago, I want to play the Warriors. I want to play the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because Draymond Green, I want to go, like.
He wants a piece of that.
Yeah.
Did you see his victory lap when he went around the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
So Drew showed that. Was he just taunting Laker fans?
He completely went around the Lakers. He was high-fiving. He was like, he dropped the F-bomb about 400 times to all the, he was feeling it.
What did you think of that?
I like him. What's wrong with me? I think he's funny and great.
No, I mean, I like him too. He's also a Georgia kid. But do you really need to walk around that arena and start talking smack to Laker fans? I mean, is that really worth your time? I don't know. Different breed,
though.
I'm
so sick of hearing about the Lakers. I'm so glad they're out
of
it.
Do you hear Charles Barkley saying, I can't believe I got to work at ESPN next year? Because all they talk about is the Lakers, those idiots. And someone's like, say it, Chuck. You know, when he gets going, Shaq's like, you say it, Chuck. Yeah. And he's like, I'll say it, Kendrick Perkins, right? Just calls him right out. Dude, like, they don't care. They're going to ESPN because that deal, they don't care. He's mad at the world. He's mad at TNT. He's mad at his bosses over there. He's mad that he's going to ESPN. They're going to be a licensed deal, but they're off at TNT forever.
Like, I couldn't help think of you last week. I should have sent you this article because the cover of ESPN NBA was a picture where somebody had drawn, I don't know, 20 players changing to the guard with the LeBrons and the Draymonds and the Steph Curry, and that this young crop of kids, Ant-Man included.
I mean, the NBA is very, very healthy. Think about the ratings that are up.
And I think about Bobby, like the young people are
into it. Yeah, they watch TikTok. They don't watch full games. I say to my kids, like, dude, it's the fourth quarter. There's 7 minutes left. It's the Pacers and like Cavs. What do you have to do that's better than this? And it's just like, yeah, I'll watch it on TikTok tomorrow. It's like, now you've hurt me.
That's
hurt me.
That's interesting.
Why won't you just sit here? He's been to 3 or 4 Braves games. I don't know how much he's even watching when we're at those games. He's with his 12 buddies. You know,
they eating everything inside?
Oh, my God, dude. It's Apple Cash. Send me some Apple Cash. Send me more Apple Cash.
So must have done a whole inning, and you Braves fans out there, with the cotton candy, the blue cotton candy.
Yeah.
So from the booth they had. Did you guys see that? It was TV brilliance.
You see that, Bo?
And they kept going back to these kids and their whole faces. And they're talking. Tom Glavine's like, what is the point of cotton candy? You know how somebody in the booth
I know. I'm not a cotton candy guy at all.
You covering your face. When you were little, was there any, and you were just sticky, and it was so good. And
it just gives me.
Glavin's like, let me know how that is at 11:30 tonight
anxiety.
When your kids are running.
Gives me anxiety watching. What I mean?
I'm just amazed. Watch First of all, the Apple Cash. How does that even work? You're like, here's $100. Go buy what you want. How does that all work
like if
with
you're
your
not
kids
right next
there?
To him, yeah. Like,
wow.
Wow. You have to buy me dinner tonight, Dad. So not that a 13-year-old has money to begin with. And he's just like, I'm watching like on another TV. I'm watching the NBA and the baseball at the same time. And he's just like, I need some Apple Cash. So you got to get in your Apple and you just send it off to his little
account.
Can
I say how much? You drop him a 20 or a 50?
Yeah, $23.
Okay.
To eat at the ballpark.
You basically have the ability to text message your kids money these days.
Well, yep. This is great.
And they'll have
they take full advantage of it.
I bet they do.
Well, I mean.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's just instead of handing them cash. Is it's a cashless stadium also?
Yes.
Truist? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, handing them cash ain't going to work, right? Ain't going to work.
There's actually such thing as a reverse ATM machine. You put your money in, out comes a
little card.
Apple Cash voucher.
Yeah, a Truist part like gift card that you can use anywhere.
Wow.
So smart.
An ATM reverse.
Yeah, that's some people that, like, my
parents
never.
Giving the machine our money.
I know. I always think about, obviously, my sweet mom, to go into stores and having to deal with an ATM. Like, she only cash and writes a check. I mean, that's,
still.
They think that ATM machine is a space odyssey there.
Dude, that's like 25 years ago that was. Now the Apple Cash thing, she wouldn't even know what to do with that. All right, when we come back, things I learned over the weekend, why the Kentucky Derby is hot. We'll have to replay my dark moment from last night if you hadn't heard. Sandra and the team not happy. We'll tell you why. And lots more on the way. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. /10:26 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rusty Manziel joined us earlier. By now, I'm sure any Georgia fan knows Jared Curtis in the mix at Georgia, obviously the highest recruited player, highest recruited quarterback out there. I was in Oregon, Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart showdown, and Kirby's the winner on that. It sounds like it's a similar showdown for, is it Jackson Cantwell,
mm-hmm.
the offensive lineman, down to Oregon, Miami, Georgia. Anybody else in the mix?
Missouri, Miami, did you mention?
Yeah, I mentioned Miami. Yeah.
I didn't know that Drew Rosenhaus was in the mix, so.
Yeah, I mean.
6'7.5", 300 pounds. Both parents are Olympians.
Jeez Louise, dude, you talk about good genes.
Woo!
Kid's the number one shot putter. He's going to be in the Olympic team, Rusty said.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's good to have those genes, man, right?
6'7.5".
Robert Shapiro didn't give me that kind of juice. I can promise you that. Beautiful Valia, who, you know. Some kids are getting those 6'8 Matt Harpering genes, him and his super tall wife and those crazy kids. My parents gave me the, the MoMA Museum of Modern Art gene. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they exposed me to.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't expose me to be like 6'4 and just, you know, a little bit more athletic.
You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
Yeah, says every.
You did get the XY chromosomes for burgers, though, so that's a gift.
Yeah, I taught my kids how to eat, how to be bougie, how to go to navigate a menu. Right, some guys know how to navigate like a blitzing linebacker off the weak side because your dad watched film with you. What I taught my kids how to navigate a menu. Right,
there's a gift there. Don't underestimate the power of
you know when you walk into a Sunday all you can eat buffet, kids. The thing you have to understand is they're trying to get you to load up on the carbs. They're trying to get you stay away from the croissants and the bagels, the toast, the bialys, the muffins. You go right for the seafood. That's where they want to get you. You know they don't want you in the proteins. You go right to the proteins. You get the shrimp, get the crab legs. You go to the carving station. You go there first. If you do the bread early, you burn yourself out. We're spending $43.95 here. Let's be smart, you know?
So true.
That's the kind of stuff that, like, it's just invaluable.
Are you a smart Fogo de Chao goer, any of those
I haven't been there in a long time, but yeah. I mean, I the salad bar at Fogo de Chao is there for a reason. Get you to eat it and eat less of, like, the 53 meats that are, you know, much more expensive. But they make that salad bar
so
sexy,
too.
Right?
Yes. Mm.
That's just a solid brand. But again, that's what I learned. That's what I learned. It was a dramatic night at the ballpark for a number of reasons. I couldn't find my wallet. According to my Apple tag, it's at
still
security there.
I'm
an idiot. And then some would argue I'm even a bigger idiot because.
Well, I'm watching AJ Smith-Shaver toss a no-no. We're in the seventh inning or so. And then
sixth.
I saw it in the seventh, so I'm going to go there. This is what I heard on my telephone.
We're at section 145 on left field.
We got
here, ladies.
Hello.
We got a no-hitter going at Truist Park, a no-hitter. We're 9 outs away.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I couldn't believe what was happening. So me and the husband aren't moving off the couch. I'm not texting anybody. The broadcast isn't saying a word. Steak, be better than that. You know better than that. All the years I've been with you, that is such a curse.
I mean, we got through the next inning.
Doesn't matter. I don't know where you heard that.
Well, I just feel like
don't do it again, please.
Meanwhile, the Kentucky Derby continues to put up record numbers for moments like this.
Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. Baeza is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby. Journalism and Baeza were next. Final Gambit was fourth. The final time was 202.31 seconds.
So if you listen to Brian Lewis, who was our Derby expert on Friday, he did not pick Sovereignty to win. I forget who he had. But he did say, here are your four horses, 8, 9, 16, and 18. Put them in an exacta box. Any combination come in, you'll win. He also said bet, win, place, and show. So I had Sovereignty out of the 18 at the Derby party I was at. Journalism comes in at second.
Second, yeah.
But why do you think the Derby is just so hot right now?
I was going to have you tell me. It was up, it peaked at nearly 22 million right at when they're running. But I just, you know, from 2 o'clock on, it was Super Bowl-esque. They treated it like, but, the Kentucky Derby is 2 minutes, so I can't really understand it.
I mean, they have, like, it's tapped into this need for a sporting event this time of year. Also, the pomp and circumstance of the party at the Derby and at people's homes. I was at some crazy bougie party that we were invited to at some airplane hangar at Peachtree DeKalb where they, some airplane
that was
folks wanted to show off.
Fancy.
Yeah, it was very, listen, I said it. I mean, I'm very blessed I got invited to this. But I mean, the whole, people were so excited to be dressed up. Drinking mint juleps. It's the whole tradition. I got to tell you, between us owning Augusta and the Masters, the number one golf tournament in the world, and then we own the South owns horse racing, the Belmont and the Preakness don't even hold a candle. Nobody's sitting home doing a Preakness party or Belmont. It's not must-see TV to see the final round of the Open, which is, of course, formerly the British Open or even the Players' Championship. We've got it down with the Derby. And the Masters.
So true.
So.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, during the Derby, if you guys were watching and I raised my hand, I didn't turn it on till about 3:30 or 4. I just kind of wanted to see where they were at. But I look up and there is no Mike Tirico. Ameed Fahid was there running point and he kept referencing Mike Tirico wasn't feeling well. Well, we find out Mike Tirico has a nut allergy.
I ate something that had a nut in it and had a nut allergy, causing your throat and your nose and all that stuff to kind of clog up and swell and affect your breathing a little bit. So wasn't feeling well, couldn't go on with the show, took an EpiPen shot, got treated by EMTs, felt better as about 8, 9 o'clock came along, but it takes a while for it to get out of your system. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness Ahmed Farid, who's great, was there and filled in more than ably, and the show went on without us.
Can you imagine? That must be so scary for people.
I mean, he missed a 6-hour broadcast, like you said.
Yeah.
He was out of it early. You talk about a professional journalist.
Journalist!
The dude who filled in, like you said.
He was great, Ameed Farid, and Mike Tirico could not have been kinder or nicer, and they gave much respect. I don't have anybody in my life that has a nut allergy. Do you? Like, that is super scary to have.
No.
I wonder
and
what
the fact
ate.
That he's been that careful about it. We also learned... TV is so friggin' hot right now, by the way. That new show with John Hamm.
Oh, my
Friends
God. Your Friends and Neighbors. So good.
Last of Us has been phenomenal. I'm listening to numerous podcasts on that. Hacks is back for season 3.
It took a minute, Hacks. I don't know what y'all were doing. Finally kicked in.
I don't know. I love everything about that show in general. Two movies out right now that are crushing, right?
Thunderbolts.
Right? And then what's the one that is absolutely
Sinners.
Killing? Sinners is bringing people back to the movies in droves.
Yeah, and this multiple times.
This is like the male version of Oppenheim and Barbie. This is like the alpha male version of that, where these two movies are killing it as well. So you watch Mobland right now?
Mm-mm.
You know about Mobland? Pierce Brosnan plays a dude, sick cast. I'm going to start watching that. Just a lot
There's
of great...
a new show Tina Fey is in, four seasons.
Yes,
it's a remake, Steve Carell. I don't know that it's for everybody. Husband didn't like it.
I know, but you know me. I'm like a
You're like
I'm
me, like a
woman.
A girl. You'll like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's Things I Love. We'll come back, play some Three Strikes, get you ready for Chris Sale tonight. What's Radio 92.9? With the big dub last night, obviously, A.J. Smith Sarver had his stuff going, no doubt about it. Fastball was popping. You heard the broadcast. Tom Glavine back on there. Boy, we are spoiled over the years with the amount of guys that have done games for us. John Smoltz, Jeff Francoeur, Tom Glavine. Chipper, on occasion, doesn't do a lot. And then sometimes you get them all in there, right?
So good, yeah.
You know what I was thinking about when I was watching the Red Sox documentary, which is pretty fascinating. I think it's called The Clubhouse. You said your husband enjoyed
Larry
it,
loves
right?
it, yeah.
Fascinating, really, really behind-the-scenes look at it. Just an average team. It was an 81-81 team. And Alex Cora, when he got fired, who was right in the heart of the Houston Astros scandal.
Right.
I mean, he was considered, if not the ringleader, the mastermind, or whatever. Well, I guess they're banging on the trash can to know what the calls were.
Right.
You were stealing the signs from center field. It was somewhat elaborate, but not that elaborate. Alex Cora's like, yeah, it became addictive. It got away from us. We didn't think much of it at first, but then we couldn't stop doing it.
Wow.
He said.
So they addressed it big time.
Well, it just showed his press conference. Like, you know, he sat for one full year. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox put a guy in there, and they couldn't get him out of there fast enough, and put Alex Cora right back in there. I think he sat a year. It's like Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
So he came back and was like, yeah, I mean, we did it. It's a regret. I deserve my penalty. It's not something I'm proud of. It's time for me to move on. It was a dark moment in my life. Brian McCann has never talked about it. He won't ever admit it. He's disappeared from the public eye, I believe. Used to be on radio and TV a lot. He does that one game a year with the boys, mm-hmm. right?
He's one of the assistant coaches for Mark DeRosa for
right,
Team USA.
Which I love that.
Yeah, me too.
But you do notice that ever since that scandal that he was in the middle of also, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
he's on the team. We don't know what he did. We're assuming he's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they all were part of it. They all were culpable, right?
And yeah.
Was he more so? He certainly wasn't less so. And I, from what I heard, and I'm not as close to Brian, maybe you're closer than I am.
I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah, that he, mm-hmm. because of that, I think he took it so hard that he had the most impeccable reputation. And I just was thinking, like, dude, nobody cares. Like, just apologize for it. Say we never should have done it. Maybe you'll get booed at certain stadiums if you're in there. I don't know what you're getting booed for. You're not a player. Maybe if you were a broadcaster, maybe say something to you or whatever it is. Like, that dude literally looked at the camera and goes, oh, yeah, we did it. Yes, we were wrong. We couldn't stop doing it. We had an advantage. Like, didn't even, it's almost like Clemens, who's not in the Hall of Fame. You see Clemens' kid hit a home run the other day?
Oh, yeah, and he was in the stands.
Yeah. Like, Clemens won't, Bonds won't, McGuire, like, just admit it. Like, what do you, like, we all know. Just like with the Astros, you're busted. You're cold busted. So, you know, why hang on when I was thinking of that? Because the only time you hear from Brian McCann is one of those Chipper, Glavine,
yeah.
Francoeur, McCann games,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's done it a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure they're going to do it again. I hope they are.
Yeah, but yeah.
You're right. No, I haven't even thought about that for so long.
Well, yeah, because he after that broke, and they were so universally hated, you know, everybody on that team, and McCann was right in the middle of it when they won the World Series. So here's our three strikes question. Something you are superstitious about in your life. Something you are clearly superstitious about in your life. The sport or sporting event that has lost interest in over the years. We see that the Derby. Did you say 22 million by mm-hmm. race time?
Yeah. 21.8.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a number, man. They know what they're doing. They build us up all day. By the time that sucker's ready to roll, you're just, you know, a lot of drunken people stumbling in front of a TV waiting for that thing to have some kind of, you know, moment.
You're not kidding.
And your ideal weather city. What is the weather in your, what is the weather you're looking for in an ideal weather city? You know, for some folks, I don't know, maybe San Diego and LA doesn't have the winter at all, right?
Yeah, I like the seasons. Don't you like to have a
Yeah, I like, Atlanta's real close because we get about a 2 month winter, which I like. You know, me I look too. So good in sweaters. I'm so,
girl, you
know,
sure
I'm so
do.
Handsome mm-hmm. when I put on a nice scarf from Miller Brothers, you know. I want my full ensemble to be on display. So, but then there are folks who will say, give me Miami, you know. I am not interested in any change of seasons. I don't think anybody ever said Louisiana, right? Right, Bo?
Sorry, Bo, they did.
Louisiana, no, that is not. We tried to explain to Nola, like, Nola, it's not glamorous when you walk through campus at Tulane mm-hmm. in August when you got to walk to class and it's 100 degrees with 80%. Like, you know, I don't know whatever girls do to, you know, but you're going to be sweating.
Yeah.
Just get ready for, you know, it's not about fashion. It's about comfort, Nola, right? I'm trying to, you know, it's important.
Short sleeves. Go for the short sleeves. When does she leave?
Oh, I didn't tell you this. Did you see it online? She made the Tulane dance team.
Oh, my goodness. So yay. Nola, gosh, that's major.
So she has never, you know, she's danced 5 hours a day for, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day for 5 or 6 years, but never been in the sports part of it, right?
Right.
So now she's on the Tulane dance team, so she'll be at every football and basketball game. So she has to get there early to meet the team. So it's just
that's fantastic.
Big
Congrats.
Enough deal that it's cool.
That's awesome.
But it's not a big enough deal that it's your whole life. Like if you're at Alabama
Great
or
hobby.
Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhere in between that. Get a little bit of scholarship money and everything else. I said, how do you feel about this is the difference of her and Sophie. So third question is your ideal weather city. 404-726-0929.
What was the second question?
The sport or sporting event you've lost interest in over the years. Your ideal weather city and something you are superstitious about in life. So I said to her, how do you feel about being on the field for football games now and being on the sideline? She said, Daddy, there's nothing worse than standing in the stands for 4 hours. And I'd look on the field and say, I wish I was one of those girls. At least I'd be dancing instead of sitting here. I don't know. I don't like football, really. I don't like having to tailgate for hours.
Aww.
She talked about going, sorry, to her high school games. And she's just like, I hated them so much, right?
Aww,
and she's
yeah.
just being like honest. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not a big football fan. And I have to stand. We don't even get to sit. And then that we got to do the whole pregame. Like in the South, it was like, so you know you're not going to be able to tailgate? She's like, check. I go, you're not going to be able to be at the games as a fan? Check. I go, you're not going to be able to? She's like, yes, all the things I want to try to get out of. Not that she doesn't want to party, which she does, but the 8 hours of football when she's not into football, is like, that's too, I just want to go to a Darty and dress cute,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and have a live band or whatever.
That.
So like she was being honest. And,
so literally halftime at Tulane football, she's going to be, this is tremendous.
And the sidelines.
Oh, you must be so proud. That's really
proud.
Amazing.
And then they're in a bunch of Mardi Gras parades. So, yeah, because, you know, the Tulane dancers are in Mardi Gras parades. And the girls are like, it's a good break because it's the biggest bender ever. It's a 6-day thing. And you can go with, I got to dance in a parade tomorrow. So you get a night off in between Mardi Gras. That was the strategy. Like, you don't have to go every night because now one night you get to say, we're in an Endymion tomorrow, one of the parades.
Can you imagine when little Bobby Shapiro is ready to go to college and the fraternity life and everything that's going to happen?
Yeah.
We got a little bit, four
years or so. I know.
Very exciting.
First day of high school is next year for him. So something really old.
I can't believe it.
Something you are superstitious about in life, the sport or sporting event you've lost interest in over the years, your ideal weather. City, 404-726-0929.
He's getting the phones, too. So,
yes, okay. And I know what he's... They get to do one road game also. They travel with the team. I'm hoping it's Ole Miss Tulane. You know, Tulane's traveling to Oxford, second or third week of the year. I've never been to the Grove. I've been down here for 30 years. I've never been to the Grove. You know, that's a shunda. That's a Yiddish term for that's a problem. That's a mistake. That's a shunda. Shunda for the kinda. That's a big mistake. So I'm hoping that's the game. Either way, Tulane Ole Miss.
We got to fix the shunda for the kinda.
Yes,
we have to fix it.
Easier ticket to get than other Ole Miss games this year, right?
Yes, I would think. Yes.
So I'm looking forward one way or another. It'd be even better if she's on the sideline, right? So I am very blessed.
I'm so excited for
them. I meant to tell you that, but I hadn't seen you. And then you were yelling at me last night, and I was like, I don't know that we need to get into that, right? You're so angry.
Oh, the shunda for the kinda. Can't take
404-726-0929. Let's fill the phone lines up. I don't see enough calls. That hurts my feelings. Grant in Flowery Branch, what's something you're definitely superstitious about in life?
Announcer jinxes.
Yeah.
The sport or sporting event you've lost interest in or lost some interest in over the years?
The NBA Finals.
And your ideal weather city?
Nashville, Tennessee.
A lot of folks would say Aspen, Colorado, because if they're outdoorsy,
yeah.
Summers are great there, right?
I've never been in the summer, but even the winter was ridiculous because it was so warm and beautiful.
Grant
is right. 15 seconds. I hate it when they go, little Johnny hasn't missed a kick since 19, you know, and then he misses it. Like, yeah. I don't like that. Just wait till afterwards.
I think people are just too sensitive. Sometimes you're just calling a game. I'm sorry that it didn't work out. He's made 37 consecutive free throws. Okay, are you not supposed to mention that? I'm a journalist.
Journalist?
Like, oh, he just jinxed you. Okay, dude. No, actually, what he did was his job. Something you are superstitious about in life, Marcus.
What do you whenever you get a tattoo of your significant other's name, it never works out. Don't do it, y'all.
The sport
That's good advice.
Sporting event you've lost interest in over the years.
I used to be really into stock car racing. I watched old stuff on my dad whenever it wasn't just turn left. So stock car racing.
Your ideal weather city.
Asheville, North Carolina. Lots of bars, lots of walking, lots of beautiful weather.
That's a great call. Asheville. Mm-hmm.
Any city where we just get it a little cooler in the summertime, right?
Because when you drive up to
Highlands,
it just feels like another
a
world.
A little bit, yeah. They give you 10 degrees. Cashers, Highlands, North Carolina in general. All right, let's get Jason and Marietta. Hey, Jason, something you are definitely superstitious about in life.
Well, this does have to do with sports. Georgia season ticket holder, when we win, same outfit, roll with it until they lose.
So when you had back-to-back undefeated seasons, what was going on? You're in the same outfit for like...
Same. I had to wear flip-flops and shorts in Indianapolis when it was 8 degrees.
Oh, my God. Now, that is something right there.
That's great.
The sport or sporting event you've lost interest in over the years?
I guess it's a sporting event. The NBA draft used to be such a big deal, seeing where everybody went, and I could not care less anymore just about the entire thing. The players, you know, no college guys.
You don't even root for Anthony Edwards even?
I mean, Anthony's kind of turned into a jackass, so it's getting harder by the day to root for him.
Your ideal weather city.
Throw in another one for Asheville. That place, you know, you got the nice summers. You got a little bit, just enough snow in the wintertime. You got a beautiful spring. So Asheville, North Carolina.
Thank you, my friend.
That's a good one.
Well, there you go.
Good stuff, Stakey.
Thank you, Sandy. We're back tomorrow. Bo's back at Truist tonight with Chris Sale. Need a dub. Make it 3 in a row, right? Got some NBA to talk about. Whatever. We'll get all kinds of things up our sleeve. All right. Thanks for making the Steakhouse Party Day. Bye.